Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
There's nothing wrong with making an honest profit, but as gas prices have soared, your companies have funneled record profits back to shareholders.
Oil executives were in the hot seat as a House subcommittee accused companies of price gouging. Committee Chair Congressman Frank Polloni questioned why pump prices remain high while crude oil prices have been dropping for weeks. ExxonMobil Chairman and CEO Darren Woods countered, no single company sets prices.
The market establishes the price based on available supply and the demand for that supply. Continued investments in new production is the only way to achieve balanced markets and more affordable prices that bring real relief at the pump.
While most at the hearing acknowledged the Russian-Ukraine conflict's effect on fuel prices, Democrats scolded executives for sitting on thousands of leases to drill on public lands, artificially squeezing supply. Congressman Morgan Griffith, the highest-ranking Republican on the panel, blamed the White House.
When President Biden points to Vladimir Putin or Big Oil or other scapegoats as the culprit, I'm reminded of the words of the Wizard of Oz. Pay no attention to that man standing behind the curtain.
The six companies at the hearing recorded $77 billion in profits in 2021. In response to Russia's alleged war crimes in Ukraine, President Biden announced a new round of sanctions targeting President Vladimir Putin's inner circle, including his daughters and more financial institutions. Three dozen former members of Congress are asking lawmakers to ban themselves from trading individual stocks while in office. A House panel will hold a hearing today after reports emerged dozens of members of Congress have violated conflict of interest laws. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer applauded a White House extension through August of the pause on federal student loan payment collections, which began at the start of the pandemic.
Of course, I believe the president should go further and forgive $50,000 in student loans permanently. It's a huge burden on so many people.
The House voted to hold two of President Trump's advisors in contempt for defying subpoenas from the January 6th committee. Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino both refused to testify, claiming executive privilege. Meanwhile, a New Mexico man was acquitted of misdemeanor charges for entering the Capitol building that day. A federal judge said the defendant's actions were minimal and non-serious. It's the first acquittal of a January 6th defendant. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has a new plan to tackle the influx of undocumented immigrants he says are overwhelming local communities. Charter buses.
We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
The move comes in response to the end of Title 42 restrictions, which prevented migrants from crossing the border during the pandemic. There are reportedly 1.7 million undocumented immigrants in Texas. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.